Hello, everybody, and welcome to Iceberg to Go, your daily dose of Pittsburgh Penguins news and analysis. You can find us on YouTube at Inside the Penguins or anywhere you get your podcast from. The battle for the Penguins remains to be an uphill climb, especially after the results of last night's action. As of right now, the Penguins sit 3 points back of the New York Islanders for third place in the Metropolitan Division and 1 point back of the Washington Capitals for the final spot in the 2024 playoffs. They got four games remaining, and let's just say none of them are a walk in the park, but you already knew that because you listen religiously to the Tip of the Iceberg and Iceberg to Go, so you already know the remaining schedule is not going to be easy for the Penguins, but fortunately it's not going to be easy for anybody else in this playoff race either. But the Penguins have gotten to where they are because of a couple of reasons. One, Alex Nedeljkovic taking over the net and being stellar when he needs to be. He hasn't been a brick wall back there, but when it's most important, he has typically come up strong and come up big for the Penguins. That's reason number one. Reason number two, their stars have all elevated their game. Sidney Crosby went to a different level. Evgeny Malkin went to a different level that we haven't seen yet this season. Erik Karlsson, as we talked about yesterday on Tip of the Iceberg, he elevated his game to a different level. And the players around them, on those lines in particular, have matched that intensity. Drew O'Connor with a huge goal on Monday, and he has been playing great throughout this entire process. Brian Rust has come up big for the Penguins on multiple occasions. You also look at Michael Bunting, who's come up big for the Penguins on multiple occasions. Rickard Rakell is starting to find the back of the net and starting to hit his stride with Evgeny Malkin and Michael Bunting on that second line. But one group that I didn't touch there, that I didn't mention, and it's a group that has been, I would say, an enigma for the Penguins this entire season, is the bottom six. Now, offensively, the bottom six had very low expectations coming into the year. Kyle Dubas practically said, in not so many words, that he expects the bottom six to play defense and not worry as much about scoring, and he's going to put that burden on the top six. That was the plan coming into this year. You make plans, God laughs. And he did laugh in the face of the Penguins' plan there because it didn't work. The Penguins were on the mat, looked to be completely out of it until this surge from Nedeljkovic and the top players. And now, okay, is that plan working? To some extent. The bottom six has been okay over the past nine games during this 6-0-3 stretch. They haven't scored a whole lot. When you look at the goals from the bottom six, there have been four over this nine-game stretch. One of those, the most recent of those, an empty net goal by Lars Zeller last Thursday against the Washington Capitals. The other three, Emil Bemström scored the game-winning goal against New York. That was huge. Jesse Puljujarvi scored the opener against Carolina and the opener against the Colorado Avalanche in back-to-back games. Those were both big goals. That's what the Penguins are going to need going into this final four-game stretch. At some point, they're going to need a big goal from the bottom six. Now, that's three players at the bottom six. The other three have been stagnant. Riley Smith has 0 goals in 11 straight. Valtteri Puustinen has 0 goals in 11 straight. And Jeff Carter has 0 goals in 9 straight with an injured stint in between there. So the Penguins' bottom six, they're not scoring. The worst part is their underlying numbers aren't pretty either. When you look at the third line as currently constructed together during this nine-game stretch, 43% of the shot attempts, below average. 52% of the expected goals, they're holding their own in that category. Outchanced 26-24, they've contributed no goals at 5-on-5, but no goals allowed at 5-on-5. And that's Riley Smith, Valtteri Puustinen, and Lars Eller. So you can't complain too much about that and the way that they have performed. The fourth line, though, their underlying numbers have been ugly. Jeff Carter, Emil Bemström, Jesse Puljujarvi together just have not fared too well. 23% of the shot attempts, 25% of the expected goals, and they're outchanced 7-2 at 5-on-5. So the bottom six, for the most part, the plan over the last nine games has been score when you can, which has not been very often, but try to keep the momentum going. Try to play in the offensive zone as much as humanly possible. And if you're in the defensive zone, protect the middle of the ice, protect the net front, support the defenders on odd man rushes, and try not to give momentum to the other team. Try not to allow goals to the other team. And in that aspect, they've been fairly good through most of these nine games. But what they can't have happen is what we saw on Monday against the Toronto Maple Leafs. Both lines, third and fourth, entirely run off of the ice. The third line played a total of 7 minutes and 46 seconds together. The fourth line played a total of 4 minutes and 52 seconds, so much so that Mike Sullivan completely eliminated a line, barely used the young guys, Bemström, Valtteri Puustinen, and Jesse Puljujärvi, and he bumped Jeff Carter up to the third line for the majority of the third period. And that third line, even with Carter up there, shocker, didn't look good. The Penguins' bottom six couldn't keep up with the Toronto Maple Leafs. Combined for 15% of the shot attempts on the ice, outshot 8-2 and outchanced 10-2 in that game on Monday night. That just can't happen. So when you're talking about the Penguins in the last four games and how they can get to the playoffs, what it's going to take for them to scratch and claw their way into the playoffs by the time next Wednesday night ends, what's it going to take? Yeah, it's obviously going to take the things we've seen. The top six is going to have to be phenomenal. Alex Nedeljkovic, who's likely going to start the next four games, I'd be surprised if Tristan Jarry got in, he's going to need to be as advertised and as has been over his previous nine games. But the bottom six needs to figure out a way to contribute in a different way. For one, they need to not let what happened Monday happen. They need to be better defensively. They need to be better just holistically when it comes to the forecheck, when it comes to possessing the puck, when it comes to creating chances. Because even if they don't score, they've been able to be a positive impact on the team over the last, I'd say, eight of the last nine games. The Toronto game was the one where it looked absolutely horrendous. And that's fine. If they do that, I'd give the Penguins maybe a 60-40 shot of pulling this thing off. But what they need to do, somebody, anybody, whether it's Puustinen, Riley Smith, Jesse Puljujärvi, Lars Eller, Jeff Carter, Emil Bemström, if they bring up Poulin, him, if they bring up Harkins, I don't have very much hope for this, but somebody's going to have to score a big goal at some point. It's been a while. They've chipped in on a couple of occasions during this stretch, but somebody's going to need to score a big goal in the next four games. That's a prediction of mine. If they don't get that big goal, I think that might end up being the Achilles heel. And the one reason that it's sticking out, and it's a gut feeling, and you can trust what I'm saying, or you can throw it in the trash and move on with your day, that's fine. My gut feeling is because the last time the Penguins were in this predicament, where it came down to the last week of the season, whether or not they'd make it in or not make it in, and they actually made it in, who was the hero? Who was the guy that got them over the hump and into the playoffs? Who was the guy that scored the big goal to get them into the postseason? The year was 2015. Prior to the back-to-back cups in 2016 and 2017, that Mike Johnston year, where the team was a lot like this one. Bottom six was not very good. Top six was performing well, but the team as a whole was not meeting expectations. And it took them until the very last game of the season to clinch a playoff spot. It took them until a matchup with the Buffalo Sabres to clinch a playoff spot. And who stepped up and scored two goals in that game? Brandon Sutter. Wasn't Crosby. Wasn't Malkin. Wasn't Chris Kunitz. Brandon Sutter, the third line center, stepped up, scored a couple goals, and got the Penguins into the playoffs. Now, what happened when they got into the playoffs wasn't pretty, but that's not the point, and that's not the goal as of right now for the Penguins. First things first is getting into the playoffs. Brandon Sutter did it in 2015, 9 years ago. They're going to need somebody else to step up here in the last four games and score a big goal. Obviously, they need to perform better than they did on Monday night. And that wasn't even the whole game. I thought the third and fourth line started the game well. A couple of good shifts in early first period. The Penguins dominated the first period in general, and then they fell off the face of the earth. And then the Toronto Maple Leafs embarrassed them to a certain extent. They need to be better holistically, but somebody's going to need to score a big goal. That's my gut feeling. My prediction is that if they don't get that, they might not get over the hump, but somebody in the bottom six, maybe it comes on Thursday, because the last time both Riley Smith and Valtteri Puustinen scored, fairly certain it was against the Detroit Red Wings. So if they could pitch in again against the Red Wings, it'd be huge for the Penguins. Somebody, anybody is going to need to score that big goal. And that's what I'm looking for out of the bottom six. That's the key, because if they play the way they've been playing over the last nine games, sure, it gives them a shot. The top six has been very, very good. First and second line. Alex Nedeljkovic has made the big save in the big moment 9 times out of 10. The one time he didn't was in overtime against the Leafs. The defense has been better. Third pairing's been good, especially for those two both being rookies. Erik Karlsson stepped his game up. Marcus Pedersen's playing as well as ever. P.O. Joseph has elevated his game a little bit here. Chris Letang is showing flashes of that Chris Letang, but also, you know, that's a conversation for another day. But the Penguins, if they play the way they've been playing over the last nine, give themselves a chance. But if the bottom six starts to score at least one or two goals, big goals, in this last four games, that gets the Penguins over the hump. That might get the Penguins four wins, and four wins gives them, I would say, a really good shot at making it, even though they will need some help. But if they lose two in regulation and win two in regulation, it's not going to be enough. It's going to come down to it. The Penguins are going to need to win games. They're going to need to take care of business, in particular this Thursday and next Wednesday. But with where they sit right now, 3 points out of the Islanders, that head-to-head matchup as of right now isn't it. They're going to need some help from the Islanders between now and then. And they're going to need the Washington Capitals to lose a game. They need help once again. Not just from outside the locker room, but from inside the locker room. They need help from their bottom six. And that's one thing I'm going to keep an eye on over the last four games. But that's going to do it for this episode of Iceberg to Go. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. And remember, you can find us on YouTube at Inside the Penguins or anywhere you get your podcasts from.